Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. If you would like to hit us up on anything, text line works really, really well this morning. So to come on the program from WVNN, Dale Jackson, State Auditor Jim Ziegler, in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll wrap it all up with from the Trustville Tribune, Scott Buttram. So please make sure you stick around for all of that. But join us now. Very pleased to bring on my next guest. She is the was the U.S. Ambassador to Slovenia under the Trump administration, but now running for U.S. Senate, the Republican Party nod. Linda Blanchard joins us on the line. Ambassador, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. I guess, first off, Trump rally on Saturday night. What was your takeaway from that?
You know, I was there and supporting the president and was able to speak with the president. And I think this state's all fired up and supports the leader of the party and the former president.
Yeah, that was generally my takeaway, too, that it's still solid. Alabama's still solidly Trump country. You don't draw those kind of numbers and not be as popular as he is. And it's also pretty clear, I was there as well, but you get the sense people really wanting to, you know, even the political class in Alabama really wanting to be associated with the president. That tells you a lot of what you need to know.
It does. It does. There was a huge support from the crowd as well as, like you said, leaders. So that was exciting to see.
Ambassador, we'll get into the Afghanistan discussion in just a moment. I know you've got a lot to say on that. Are you still committed to running for United States Senate? Have you given any thought to running for another office? There's some buzz out there. I wanted to get that out of the way.
You know, I can tell you that I've been all over this state, and there are a lot of people that, you know, like we saw this weekend, want everything Trump, and they want a Trump governor as well. So I do have people reaching out to me. I'm praying about it. And, you know, I'm in the race for U.S. Senate and love the president and respect anything that he would like. And in any way I can support the president and support the Republican Party, I'm willing to do. So I'm praying about everything.
So we'll check back with you here soon, I assume, is the message. Okay. Ambassador, you and I had a very interesting discussion Friday morning. I set this interview up, and I never really given it much thought, but you've been in that position as a U.S. ambassador. Here are procedures that you follow, and none of these procedures with regards to how you do things. I mean, the how you do things, how you evacuate a country, or followed with Joe Biden's administration's pull out of Afghanistan.
No, I can tell you the first thing that we all learn, whether we're political appointed ambassadors or career ambassadors, the procedures and the number one focus of any ambassador serving abroad is the well-being and safety of all American citizens in that country. Then with that comes our bilateral relationship. But the safety and well-being of American citizens in that country is always first. And I just don't believe that was taken seriously with the way the Biden administration handled this evacuation. Obviously, we have tens of thousands, I've heard between 40 and 50,000 Americans still left. And what's disheartening is I've seen messaging from this Biden administration that they're talking about bills for helping the Afghans that helped us, which is great. But we've got to focus on our own first. We've got to get our own American citizens out, no matter what it takes, in my view.
Well, and there seems to be a reluctance there. And what you're seeing, does it make you think that maybe the U.S. government under Biden has struck a deal with the Taliban not to go in there? and do like maybe the British, you know, we hear stories about the British and the French sending their special forces in there to evacuate their nationals, but we see a real reluctance from the U.S. government to do that.
You know, it's hard to say what they were thinking. I mean, when you leave highly classified equipment in a country that compromises our national security, we're talking about 600,000 weapons, 75,000 vehicles. So my vehicle and all ambassadors' vehicles are classified the way they're built, and for our security, and certainly our defense vehicles are highly classified, and the things that are used to build them, and then even our older military equipment, when we rebuild those and put in new, very classified, even different inside armoring that is done for new protective materials that are that we come up with, you know, daily, new types of ways to protect in different areas. So those things are compromised. Okay, 75,000 vehicles, 200 aircraft. The embassy itself was worth $1 billion, not to mention the whole compound. You know, we're supposed to do it in an orderly manner. Americans out first, then you start evacuating the people that certainly helped you. The embassy is supposed to help in evacuation, not only of Americans, but the, you know, who all else we need to, plus the equipment. You have embassy officials that are Department of Defense and the embassy that coordinate evacuations of, you know, like I just mentioned, the weapons, the vehicles, the all of that. And then our Defense Department, you know, goes in and bombs the rest so that you can't use it against us. So all of this stuff will be used against us. So it's our national security that this administration put us at risk for. It's frightening.
Do you? It seemed to me it's almost the opposite way that you are supposed to do things, like almost backwards, that the military left first and then everything just kind of, again, it descended into chaos, but
it
wasn't in the natural part or the like you say, the progression it was supposed to be. It was backwards.
It certainly looks that way to me. And, you know, it's scary in that we've been set up for a perfect storm here on our land in the United States. And that perfect storm is this administration now has weakened our borders. You know, when President Trump, you know, had a strong border, that was for our personal national security. And now that we have open borders, a porous southern border, which the Afghan-based radicalized terrorists can just freely travel in with, by the way, some of that weaponry that we left, so they can come in easily in that area into the heartland of our country. And on top of that, we have a, you know, defunded civil service, our police. And so that's our another way of backup we have here in the States. And we're set up for a perfect storm, and this Biden administration seems like to be the biggest assistance in that area. It's frightening.
Joined by former ambassador to Slovenia, Linda Blanchard, here, candidate for the United States Senate in the Republican primary coming up next May. Ambassador, kind of back to the whole Afghanistan discussion, though. The precipitous departure of the United States from Afghanistan, I mean, that certainly does damage to the U.S. brand, at least to, you know, it creates a vacuum, but the perception is got to be hurt in some serious ways because of that departure.
It makes this country look weak. You know, President Trump was a strong president. He let you know, all of the people across the world know that he was willing to stand up for America, stand up for the people in this country, and that he was willing to react. And we have a president now that has weakened our position in the world. I believe I heard messaging that was coming out of Europe on that exact thing. And it's frightening when our allies and enemies don't respect us and can't depend on us. And the one thing, and whether you're a business partner or, and we are business partners as the United States with all these countries, whether you're an ally or an enemy, you want to, especially our allies, they want the United States to be strong. You know, I had that discussion with the Slovenian population and the government when President Trump was not elected in 2020, which, you know, that's a question in itself. But just the fact that Biden was being stated as our president coming in, I had, you know, people saying, well, now, you know, how do you feel about that? And I said, and they were talking about the peace treaties that were going to be, you know, changed and all that. And I said, look, the one thing everyone wants that's a NATO partner with the U.S. and European EU partner, you want a strong partner in the United States. You know, no one wants to partner with a weak partner, and they got it. They said, you're right, and the world wants that.
Yeah, because a lot of these countries, they watch our elections very closely, I would think. But yeah, more importantly, they have their preferences, and they build their relationships with some administrations and maybe not as well with others. But I think in a lot of cases, it's clear to me that with Biden in the White House, that maybe it's not as, and then seeing what happens in Afghanistan, really going to send a chilling effect throughout the world to some of our allies that really, really, I don't know, they bet big on the U.S.
I agree. It, you know, my uncle served in the Special Force Green Beret, and he was general during Afghanistan, and he was also in Vietnam. So he's experienced both of those debacles that the United States has been in. And he said, by far, this is worse. And his biggest concern was, you know, the overall visual of our allies and the weakening of the United States of America, that visual.
And this is probably going to take a lot of work to get back to just even pre-Biden levels of trust and the, you know, the willingness to work with us, I think, because if you're another nation state and you're looking at what happened to Afghanistan, are you going to partner with the United States not knowing that, you know, the turn of a switch or the whim of an election or whatever, that the United States, that leader might not be around anymore. He might be dealing with a whole different set of circumstances.
It looks ugly. It just looks like you can't depend on the United States of America, that we might pull out and run and tuck our tails between our legs at any moment, which is, you know, not the United States of America that President Trump had built and the visual that he had built abroad with our allies. And so it's just disheartening. He also built a new crisis center, President Trump did, that administration, during COVID, to evacuate U.S. citizens abroad in developing countries that weren't prepared for COVID, and to help Americans get out of those countries that needed to get out because of, you know, the COVID crisis. And so there was already a crisis center built. There was that infrastructure there to get Americans out. It just wasn't used.
And we'll wrap it up on this, Ambassador. It occurs to me, though, I guess bringing it back home to Alabama, that in a lot of ways, people in this state really care about what happened over there. Maybe they had a loved one that served over there, or they have some kind of connection to Afghanistan. But this is not something that is necessarily just because it's on the other side of the world that people in Alabama are shrugging off.
Well, you know, the one thing about the great state of Alabama is we love our family, our faith, and our freedom, and we take it all seriously. And that involves all of the above, what just happened in us abandoning, you know, our ally, you know, people that had helped us on the ground. And, you know, it was the right thing to do, but it was done wrong. And, you know, the things that will happen to some of our American citizens used as hostages. And, you know, that brings in our faith and, you know, family. And certainly it just goes against the conservative values of the state of Alabama. So just everything was done wrong in my view.
Real quick, Ambassador, before we let you go, where can folks find out more about your campaign?
I am loving traveling the state. I'm all over. If you'll look up my website, and you'll just see I'm everywhere. I'm traveling usually about 6 hours a day, 2,000 miles a week, loving engaging with everyone and meeting everyone all over the state. And we're all more alike than different. That's what I'm finding out. And faith, family, and freedom, and, you know, putting Alabama first, America first, and all of our values. It's amazing. I had a flat tire right outside of Fort Payne, and it wasn't just one group of people that came to help. It was several. So, I mean, Alabama's still amazing, and I love it.
Ambassador, we appreciate your time this morning. Let's talk again real soon.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
Thank you. Former Ambassador to Slovenia, Linda Blanchard, running for the United States Senate here in Alabama. Let's get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.